Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. We got our good friend, Dr. Gene Kreisman, back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Gene is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had our 15th anniversary with him, and so proud of his contribution to us over all these years. He's the author of so many outstanding books, but my favorite is The Words Lincoln Lived By. I wish you could see my copy. It's dog-eared. It's got post-it notes sticking out of it. It's more yellow inside than black and white because of all the highlighting I've done. Gene, I wish you could see my book, your book here in my possession. I've almost worn it out. Welcome back to the show.
And I'm glad to be with you. I always enjoy our visits.
Well, it's good to have you back. And the new book one of the new ones is Obama and Lincoln. I don't have it in front of me. Remind me the title.
It's Lincoln and Obama. That's it. That's the title. Lincoln and Obama.
Lincoln and Obama. It's a parallels of those two guys, those two presidents. Gene, thank you for staying with us. One of the things that you want to talk about, as you always and you often do, are things that Lincoln said or did, how he lived his life, that small business owners can learn from. And you've got an idea in your mind right now, don't you?
Yes, Lincoln on one occasion said, I freely confess that I have not controlled events. Events have controlled me. They were trying to, I guess, praise him for some of the things that he had done. And he was stating that some of the things that happened to me happened because they were completely outside my control. And I think very often that happens to people in business. You can have a great product, and you can have a great staff, you can have effective salespeople, but all of a sudden something that you can't have anything to do with affects everything. There's a 9/11, there's a hurricane, there's a power outage, there's an upset in shipping. All kinds of things can happen outside of your control. And so I think that even though we cannot control events, there are two things that can happen. You can't control events, but you can control how you respond to it. And number two, you can control how you interpret it, both to yourself, to your people, and to your customers.
Well, you know, Gene, one of the things that small business owners are doing right now is they're nodding their heads. Because they know about what you're talking about. They lock up at night, and they go home, and the next morning they come back, they've got their day planned out, they got this customer to take care of, that problem solved. You know, there's a phone call that's got to be made to the bank, there's a vendor that they've got to deal with, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. They show up at work, and one of their main trucks won't start. Or one of the main employees doesn't show up, or something else happens, and it's like, why did I do all this planning? Why did I set my day up before I left yesterday? I'm not in control of this thing.
Yes, and you know there are also the unexpected, possibly good things that they were waking up and they went to sleep last night expecting that they would produce maybe 10,000 units, and they get a phone call out of the blue. Somebody's heard about them. It's a big box company, and they say, we need 100,000 units within a month. And they've never done 100,000 units. What do you do then with this unexpected big break? That's good.
That's called a high-class problem, Gene. Well, you know, I was coming back from a meeting yesterday at lunch. And we had a huge storm to come through. my operation, we've got a project going on right now, and we were just making so much progress. We were just spinning like a Swiss watch around here, getting a lot of stuff done. Well, when I pulled into the driveway and came in the building, we had just gotten struck by lightning. Zapped a bunch of our technology, and my little Swiss watch's mainspring kind of got dinged. So, you know, even Mother Nature can have something to say about how you're doing. We're going to talk about this some more, folks. When we come back, Gene's got some great ideas. You heard a couple of them. He's got some great ideas on how, as Lincoln did, to maybe you can't control all events, but you can deal with them in a positive way, in a useful way. And I'm going to remind you about my small business success attitude in the next segment. It's 20 till, right back with Dr. Gene Greisman. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Until it's gone, and I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.